Yeah.
Do y'all want me to walk that up, or do you?
You are county clerk. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Agenda?
Yeah.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 449123 through 449203. There are no warrants or journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Right here. The same change that you guys had talked about in the executive session minutes, that verbiage was in the regular session minutes. Do you want that striked as well?
Yeah.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 26, 2018. Corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 26 with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And move to approve regular session minutes for March 28th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 28th.
March 28th. Executive session. Did you second that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
There was no corrections on
this. There was no corrections on this.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Tane County Collector's Annual Settlement.
Commissioners, I come before you to present the collector's annual year-end settlement according to RSMO 139-160, 139-190, and 52-361. First First, I would like to submit the collector's delinquent list, which is known as the back tax book. RSMO 52361 charges the collector for first-class counties to prepare and keep a back tax book. This book lists all the delinquent real and personal properties levied and assessed, which remain unpaid. I have provided the commissioners copies of the totals pages for both personal property and real estate and have given the delinquent books for your review electronically. The collector's office works with the county commission, assessors, and clerk's office throughout the year to correct any erroneous assessments through the abatement process. All documents have been submitted to the county clerk along with a copy of the collector's annual settlement. If the commission is satisfied with the delinquent book and the settlement report, they may direct the county clerk to certify the totals and keep in her office as clerk of the county commission. She will file Form 1313 with the Director of Revenue, and the collector will be allowed credit on the annual settlements by RSMO 140-080, 139-160, and 52-361. I have also provided you a copy of the collector's annual settlement formatted according to the Department of Revenue and the State Auditor's Office. Page 1 is an overview of all the charges, credits, and distributions. Please note that all taxes collected have been distributed.
We want to do the delinquents first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have them entered into record.
Okay.
I make a motion that we enter into record the delinquent list provided for Statute 139-140, and it shall be entitled, then the collector shall be entitled to credit on her settlement in the beginning at that time. Let me rephrase that. 139-140, that we enter it into record and shall entitle to credit the amount to the collector of the amount that's been able to collect. The list and bills shall be delivered to the collector and so on until the whole are collected.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Is the statute 139.140, or are you saying 139 and 140?
.140. That.
So that's different than what's.
Yes.
Okay, you say, I know you're more familiar with it. That's why I'm asking.
Well, the statute's written, and we've spoke of this, where the statute 160, where it says the commission shall enter into, that has not been updated since 1939. And
okay.
140 has become more electronic, and that's where.
Okay.
All right, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, did that also certify the clerk?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Continue. Page 1 of the is an overview of all charges, credits, and distributions. Please note that all taxes collected have been distributed. Total collections and distributions increased by $3 million from our previous year. Our total charge for 2017 increased by over $939,000. This gives us over $15.6 million in delinquencies to collect. 73% of those delinquencies are SIDS, which are $11,400,000 plus. Page 2 shows all data for current taxes. The left side of the page lists the amount the collector is charged to collect, and the right side of the page lists the collections, the delinquents, and the amounts that have been abated off. Page 3 lists the totals of the back taxes which we were charged with from the delinquent tax books from last year, plus any add-ons. Liquor licenses were down $607 from last year. Charlie's here in town closed, and that accounted for at least 1,000 of their distillery license. Merchant license were down $165, which would be 33 less merchants than last year. We have seen some areas losing retail stores, but we have new merchants moving into many of these spaces this spring. Due to the increase in our interest rate in the pay in advance account, we went from 0.25% to 0.91%. The pay in advance interest has increased by $270. The SURF retirement increased over $110,000 from last year. The increase of an additional 2% penalty would be partly responsible for that increase. At the bottom of the third page, you will see some of the services that the collector's office accounts for. The delinquent interest monies are paid to the entities we collect for by prorating the amount. The retirement fund, tax maintenance fund, and the penalty line all relate back to the delinquent interest and penalty. If the commission is satisfied, I would ask that the collector's settlement be entered into record and the clerk of the commission certify the amounts to the director of revenue according to RSMO 139.190.
As the collector stated on the delinquencies, we're on the settlement, and one looks, it's showing like 15 million is delinquent. But as she stated, the amount that the SIDS takes out of that, if we took the SIDS out of that delinquent total, I want to compliment the collector's office, then that would just leave in real estate only $3,200,000 that is owed to the entities. That is.
Thank you.
Good. That total would look quite different.
Ms. White, are you wanting to reference 139-140, or is it go ahead and 139-190 all right on this one?
I think what she wants on this one is $139,190. The county commission shall cause a settlement to be entered into record and show the amount as. So I make the motion that the county commission cause the collector's annual settlement to be entered into record per statute.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Per that statute, does that automatically have the clerk certify the amounts, or does that need to be stated in a motion?
Yes, it actually says the county commission shall cause the settlement to be entered into record to show the amount due to the state, county, municipalities, respectively. Then part four says the clerk shall certify immediately the amounts to the director of revenue on blanks furnished to him by the director of revenue for that purpose. And
so by stating 190, 136, 139, 190 in the motion director. Okay.
And if I may, I've already prepared the form 1313. Our beginning balance numbers match back to the reports that I have. I charged her back in March of 17 at $13,504,323.71. We added at the end of the year in October of 2070, $50,508,295.05 for a total charge of $64,012,618.76. Currently, our ending balance in delinquents is $14,644,086.02. We balance back to the collector's office 100%. We've noted that on our paperwork, and I'd like the record to show that the collector and the clerk have compared our numbers and we match.
Well, you're saying the 14 million currently, we're talking about the settlement, and that's not what's reflected on
the
settlement.
I'm talking about the delinquents.
I think you're looking
we're talking
at just real estate.
Too, and that's
I'm
15.
Just looking at real estate right now. This is what I gave you just now. So, for the record, I'd like to show that we have compared our two accounts for real estate. I can give you the 1313 if you'd like. For a total of $15,681,655.89.
We'd just like for the clerk to, based upon being entered into the settlement of the collector's annual settlement, then for 139-190, then the clerk to certify it to the director.
Yeah, and I'm letting you know that I've already completed the form 1313, and the collector and the clerk both match on our numbers. And I would like that to be entered into the record, because when we've been audited in the past, they don't show that that's been done. That the clerk has come before the commission and informed you that we do match. So I'm informing you we do match.
Do you have the 1313 with you?
I do.
So you just want to, you want us to enter into the record form 1313 as presented?
If you'd like
by
to.
Move to enter into the record form 1313 as presented by the county clerk.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank
motion
you,
carries.
Thank you.